Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Well, judging from the feedback that we got on using humor to teach, I've asked Brad Montgomery to help us out once again. And Brad, I caught you on the cell phone this time, and this time you're at a restaurant, and you pulled yourself away. Are you going to be okay with the people who are sitting there back at the table, or is this your way of making them pay for the bill?
That's what I was about to say. They're fighting over the bill right now, so I'm hiding in the restroom.
That's the technique that you and I used to do in college. That was a great thing. You just got to get up, and then somebody else has to pay for it. So I appreciate it.
Guys, I really got to go. I'll meet you outside.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about our kids. You have three children. The ages again are?
I've got a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
And I have
they're perfect, by the way.
And well, they are perfect, you know. And I have a 6-year-old little boy, and I have a twin 3-year-old boy. So between the two of us, we're not really needing to go out there and find jokes. All we have to do is tell each other what the kids did, and we've got plenty of things to laugh about, right?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and I'm going to say the same thing happens with a teacher. A teacher, if they would just write down the funny things that happen to them throughout the year, there is some hilarious stuff that happens with teachers. And we laugh. You know, you can always tell the sign of a healthy school, I think, is when you head to a teacher's lounge at lunchtime and teachers are laughing. That's a healthy school. So for those people who are listening, that's just kind of the indicator. You know, if teachers are laughing, I think it's a healthy school. But And sometimes that's created in, and I asked you a little bit ahead of time when we were talking about, I think you call it permission to laugh. Tell me a little bit about that, and giving yourself permission to kind of be funny or permission to laugh.
Okay, I promise I'll tell you about permission to laugh, but you made me think of something else, Steve.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be cool, and here's a challenge to your teachers, set up a notebook, and I'm talking a 63-cent notebook from Office Max, in the teacher's lounge, and the job for every teacher is to collect the funniest things that their kids say and write them down. So, for example, my kid Ben, just recently in the back seat of our car, out of nowhere, in other words, we weren't talking about any topic that was even partially related, said to me, "Dad, I bet there's a lot of pencils in Pennsylvania." Well, that's funny. That is hilarious. And so I wrote that in my notebook, Deacon. I don't know where I'm using that, but that is funny. And wouldn't it be cool? And wouldn't that spur just a really great sense of camaraderie and humor and lightness at our workplace, our schools? If people started collecting that, and then by the end of the year, can you imagine how fun it would be at lunch to go through that notebook and look at the other teacher submissions? What a great idea.
I think that is a great idea. And can I take it one step a little bit further? I think that, you know, many teachers do this at the very end of the year, whether you're a kindergarten teacher or sixth grade teacher, whatever it might be. At the end of the year, that last day, many times there's a picnic or there's some sort of special thing where just the class gets together and you kind of gather around and you say, so what was the best part of the whole year? I contend that the things that the kids remember the most are the things that had some sort of element of humor, something was funny. You know, they never say, "Well, I really like that worksheet that I did the other day." You know, they say, "I think it was hilarious when you were on the table and you fell off and the fish fell over and the eggs went flying. And hey, but do you remember that? And we wrote about that." And you see how that kind of gets crafted into a learning experience, right?
I love that. Yeah.
All right. So give us permission.
So I think people come to me and they say, "Brad, we need our workplace to be more funny. We need our school to be more funny. We need our classroom to be funny." I think the first step, at least one of, among the first steps, is just to decide that it's okay for that to happen. So I swear I've seen people that are the most dour, sour, uptight people in the world, and I just can't imagine laughing around them because you can tell that that's not what they're looking for. So I want to take those people and slap them silly and say, "You're asking me how to be funny, yet you give off this vibe that tells me funny is not allowed and laughter is not allowed."
And they are not funny, right?
Oh, no. They're not, and there is almost the opposite of funny. They suck the funny out of everyone who is funny because they're afraid of them. And I suspect that a few teachers, and you probably know who you are, right, have some of that vibe. No one would give off that vibe on purpose, but you think, "Well, gosh, my class is serious, and I do have all these standardized tests that make my life crazy, and there's so much pressure for me to get my students to perform at a prescribed level that, oh my gosh, it's hard to lighten up. But I think the first step is to say, no, but you know what? Everything will follow if I not only allow myself to be funny, but if I allow others to be funny. So next, if the question is, how do you do that? And Steve, would that be the next question?
You have read my mind. I mean, yeah, I think you're looking at my notes, but you're not. Yes, that is the next question.
How do you do it? The way you do it is laugh yourself. If you want others to be funny around you, if you want to create experiences that make other people around you laugh, the first step is to laugh yourself. So next time something crazy happens in your classroom, laugh. Don't just chuckle. I mean, laugh. Next time something goofy happens in the teacher's lounge, laugh. Next time one of the idiot parents says something funny, laugh. Because what will happen is everyone else will see that, and they will catch that vibe, and they'll realize that person, that teacher, not only has a sense of humor, but cherishes a sense of humor. And suddenly they'll feed into that. They'll tell you funny things. They will take something that's not that funny and do it in a funny way. Suddenly everything just starts with your laughing, because what people take that as is exactly where we started, Steve. Permission to laugh, permission to share humor, and permission to have a fun workplace. So that's a very concrete thing. If you want your classroom to be more fun and funny, if you want to have more humor in your learning experiences, then the first thing you ought to do is laughing and let other people see you do it.
You hit the nail on the head for me. I had a teacher in Houston come up after a program, and she was talking about this very thing, about just having fun in the classroom. And she said, you know, I kind of made teammates a little upset. And she says it was one of the days that they came over and said, how could kids be learning in your classroom if you're screwing around so much all the time? And that outward laughter there to somebody who doesn't laugh and doesn't know necessarily how to use humor as a kind of a teaching tool, I can consider it a teaching secret. It can look like it's just playing around, but in the hands of a master teacher, laughter and humor can really help to create these unforgettable experiences. And I think, Brad, you helped us understand that to be an amazing teacher, you really have to use humor.
Oh, absolutely. You've seen them too, those master teachers who get those kids practically wiping tears out of their eyes or having so much fun. But that second that teacher says, all right, now we need to get back down to business, those kids love those teachers so much, they listen and they do it. They, you know, they pull their books out and do it.
And my favorite part is when a kid, you know, comes back maybe 2-3 years later and actually gets it, you know, and comes back and says, you know, you really were teaching us when we were laughing and we thought we were playing, but you were really teaching us. You know, Mrs. Smith, you're a pretty tricky teacher there for doing that, and you helped us hit that on the head. All right, now, Brad, this is what you need to do. You have been out long enough that I think the bill is taken care of, and when they come back and say, could you take care of the tip, that'll already be taken care of as well. So I'd go back and meet your father-in-law and mother-in-law and your wife and have yourself a really good afternoon. Thanks, Brad, for joining us.
I know it's my father-in-law.
I know. Hey, listen, if you want some great teaching tips and ways to be able to use humor, please visit Brad Montgomery's website at www.bradmontgomery.com. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.